this land, this part of the land here, I think is the best land in the county though, right around this area.
Yeah, the average, now this right here where I am, most of this land here got old plastic base, clay down there is awfully sorry. It's just like modern clay. The clay is here on this place. You take the doge and like you push that pond up out there, build that fish pond out there, that clay would go to rolling and it, when you're going on a bulldozer, it'll just come up in a flake and just roll out. And when you get out there, it looks like a corpse screwing your body. And then they'd pull it over there and you'd run over time or two, you see, on that dam. And then they'd run into some good clay then and they'd mix in it. But it's a lot of that old plastic gumbo clay in this game.
Yeah, that's right. I know exactly what you're talking about now. Right. You know, it just makes a smooth face when you dig into
that's
it.
That's right. Just take it, smooth it out, just like glass. If you have the water that mix along on it. But that old, and then some old red here though, and brother, it'll stick to your ply points, your ply wings, and you can't hardly get it off to save your soul. You ply through a patch, you know, a spot of it, it comes up in spots, you ply through a spot. If you get out there, you got to stop and scrape off your ply, because when you just got your ply gorging through that, ain't turn it over pretty and smooth like it's supposed to, that stuff sticks to your wings.
What did you break ground with in the spring? What did you use
We used to use a mule when I come along with a turning ply. I had old turning ply. It was
one row.
And just size of your tractor now says how many bottom plies you have on it. The little old tractor they start off with would pull two bottom plies, 2 16, 2 18. I got a three bottom ply there. I got rid of all my farming stuff when I quit farming.
Yes.
And I got one, I kept one tractor all this time. I traded it off, get another, say they have a little bit better one. But I got a three bottom ply and I took one of them off. This tractor's big enough to pull a three bottom, but you just gonna break a little piece of land. I wanna break it real deep, you know. The old tires get slick on it and they don't pull very good, so I just got it pulling two bottoms. But it's the same kind of ply that started off with 100 years ago, but it made for a tractor instead of me.
Mm-hmm. Was there something you'd use to break it up finer?
You had your what we call a Hayman stock. It had a wooden beam and wooden handles, and had a curved iron thing there for your foot. It's your scooters and your scrapes or your sweep went on, you know. And sometimes you'd scoot it up, and it had a little half turn on there. It's about that long and about that wide, and it come out here and sit on the side of your foot, and the dirt had a wing out on this side, dirt would turn out this way. Well, now you could break tad dirt completely up with that thing. You'd wet corn with it sometime. You'd start in the middle, you'd brush your cornmeal out and you'd throw the dirt to the middle. Finally you'd get it filled right out to your corn till you'd be getting plenty of corn down in the furrow. And you'd wet that mill out. Then you'd turn around and wet that dirt back to that corn. Maybe that same done ply. Put five times in one mill.
Yes.
Just open it up. And you could just put a 4-inch scoot on that same ply, you see, and ball through cotton with the way you could hoe it out. Or then you could put a scrape on that. Now, I always ply with scrapes and scooters. But in North Carolina and some states, they use sweeps all the time. Now I use sweeps on tractor, but I never ply a sweep with a mule. The sweep, you know, it got a point on it.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of a G-Wiz?
Yeah, we used to have G-Wizes. They had fingers on them. Now, Joe Harris G-Wiz had straight fingers like a spike has. Regular G-Wiz had curved fingers on it. Some of them had four, some had six. And some had, you had some right that you put next to your road that you call them. They hit them, be narrow. And then you had wide ones.
Okay. You know your stuff there. Well, what was a Georgia stock?
Georgia,
was that the same thing as
Georgia? That was probably a Hayman stock.
Okay, same thing.
Never heard it called a Georgia stock, but I'm sure. Now they had a.